Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I have to cut you short because we got Dan Boyle on the hotline, which I imagine he was in like 11 to 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan Boyle, how you doing, buddy?
Guys, you got Brian Boyle on the line.
What'd I say? Carmen, idiot. I'm sorry, Brian. She wrote Dan Boyle on the thing, and that's why I said it.
That's what Spanish gave me.
I'm sorry. Anyway, Brian Boyle, how you doing, buddy?
Passing blame to one another. I'm good. How are you?
Don't you think, though, that is kind of confusing? You got a Boyle on the Lightning and a Boyle on the Rangers, and then they swap teams. But now wait a second. You did not take Dan Boyle's number here, right? On purpose?
That's right.
But he stole your number the second he went over there, right?
Yeah, he did.
They're like, hey, the name's already on the shirt and it's got the number. Can you just do us a favor?
It's so convenient. By the way, Brian Boyle, congratulations to you on a fantastic season. And how exciting it was for Tampa Bay. Fantastic job, my man.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a blast. It was fun for us.
At what point during the season do you guys start? I know it's a jinx and you don't want to say anything, but at what point do you look around and go, hey, we're pretty goddamn good and we really got a shot at this?
It's tough. I knew we were good pretty much right from training camp. I said during training camp that I had never seen talent like that in a training camp where guys were going to Syracuse or they were going to back to junior, they're going to the Myers, and they were going to be fighting for jobs there when they could be helping the NHL teams, you know, around the league. It was amazing the depth we had, but you never know in the playoffs because it was a different style than what I was used to. And it's such a hard thing to do to advance in the playoffs. You need some luck. But the way we kind of, throughout the season, we pulled out games and you never seemed to be out of it. We had guys stepping up all up and down the lineup. It seemed like our depth was really carrying us, you know, throughout the season. It was we just kind of got better and better too.
That's, you know what, from a fan's point of view, and certainly from a novice's point of view, that's what it seemed like. It seemed like you know, you get a team and you got three or four guys that everybody's looking at to be the guys, but it seemed like this team, as time went on, everybody played an important role on the team having such success this year.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of it, and that means, you know, and everyone's involved and everyone feeling pretty good about themselves, and you know, we were a young team, but with everyone contributing, we got along great. Close team, you know, even with the coaches. So it was something that, you know, we kind of took and ran with it. And we had a tough first series when the playoffs started.
Yeah,
so we got through that. We kind of hit our stride and took off because that was a challenge for us. And the bounce here or there, and we're out in the first round again. But
Do you like the fact that people are always like, well, you know, Lightning are pretty good, but I don't think they're going to beat the Rangers. No, okay, they beat the Rangers, but I don't think they're going to beat the, you know, and then they just, and you guys keep advancing. That's got to inspire you a little bit to be the underdog.
Yeah, we didn't really get a ton of people picking us to win the East, and I thought we played well enough to win the whole thing. I thought it was pretty disappointing in that sense that we really had a chance to pull the whole thing off. And yeah, I think we played well enough to do so. Sometimes it just, you know, doesn't go your way. And that's, but one thing that did, yeah, fueled us throughout was, you know, everyone saying how we couldn't beat, you know, we couldn't go into New York and beat Henrik Lundqvist in New York and the Rangers in New York in a game 7. That was a pretty fun experience for us because I think we went in there and played one of our best games of the season.
Yeah, well, I mean, you needed that because Lundqvist really was playing like a superstar, and now you're everything's against you going into that game. With you having been there, do you enjoy that going to play? Was it an advantage at all knowing the Rangers to be able to go in there and play against them?
I think it was, you know, throughout that series, we got the teams get to know one another, play each other seven times. I think by that point, everybody kind of knows what to expect.
Yeah.
We knew what worked. So it was something that I think as a group, we learned fast that we realized that we can't open it up. We're not going to go try and score three goals in the first period. I think that was kind of our mindset. I mean, maybe before the series started, we had a few things to say, some of the former Rangers, about certain players. But ultimately, I mean, when the puck drops, it's a little bit of a different story.
Anybody you didn't like on that team that you're like, oh, finally, I got a chance to punch this guy in the face? I always wonder that. Like, anytime I have a job, and I hate people that I work with, if I ever had a chance to punch them in the face, I'd take advantage of that, you know?
Yeah, I can honestly say no. There's no one I don't really like on that team. But I got a lot of respect for guys. I got friendships on the other team. It helped in a way because it's almost more motivating, making sure that they don't beat you. Guys that you're close with, and it would have been tough watching them in the handshake line advancing and not us.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I love. That's such an ultimate sign of respect when you guys, no matter how hard you fight, you guys punching each other in the face and at the end still line up and shake everybody's hands. It's a real gentleman thing, and I think it's cool for the sport. We're talking to Brian Boyle of your Tampa Bay Lightning. If you can, I have to tell you, everybody, when you're obviously you see the cup, you want the cup, it's staring you in the face. You've been there before. When you don't win, how long does that disappointment last? Like, do you go home and go, hey, we had a great season, or you have like a week worth of being bitchy about it, and then you're like, all right, whatever, next year?
It kind of goes back and forth. Probably through the whole summer, maybe until next year it starts, but this one was tougher because it was the second year in a row for me that we get so close and it doesn't end up happening.
You might be the goddamn jinx. So,
yeah, I might be. So it's every day, you know, we had a great year. And again, like, you never know how far you're going to go. And I think we came together. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, when we play that well, you still kind of come up short. It's disappointing. I will say that the way we've been kind of embraced and, you know, throughout the whole year, but then especially in the playoffs, like around town, it's been, I mean, that was something I didn't really expect coming down to Tampa, and it's been...
Everybody writes us off, right? Everybody's like, oh, this can't be a hockey town, Tampa, it's sunny out, you know, we all get a bad reputation.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable how much support we get and how many people, and you see the Bolts flags everywhere, and, like, you know, going to the supermarket, it's great. It's really unbelievable.
Can I ask you, this is a great opportunity to ask you as a player, is there any, like, I went to almost all the playoff games, and there's, you know, I went to a bunch of regular season games. Attendance is good. What more can the fans do? Because everybody gives us a hard time. I had to fight the whole goddamn city of Boston a couple of years ago defending Tampa Bay Lightning fans. But what more can the fans do? Are you guys happy? Is it loud enough in there? Is the crowd, you know, is the crowd hyped enough? Is there anything if you guys were like, oh, I wish, like the Rays would be like, I wish more people would come. But you guys don't have that problem. What is the one thing fans could do for the players? Anything?
I don't think so.
I mean, good. That's good.
Complain with,
that's a good answer.
I mean, packed house and loud building. It's, you get booed in New York, even in the Cup Finals last year, we were getting booed.
That's crazy.
So it's we get tons of support. We really do. And don't worry about the Boston fans. Those people are pretty stubborn.
Oh, I know.
Pretty well.
Let me ask you also, and I think you'll do the fans a favor, if we talk about this, when you guys have a disappointing loss and you have to fly back here to Tampa, don't wait in the parking lot. You don't want to see that, right? The last thing you want to do is get off the plane and get in your car. Every time I see that on the news, I'm like, why bother those guys? They're not in the mood to talk to anybody. Just let them get in their car and go home.
Yeah, I mean, the airport thing was a surprise to us. And usually, you know, during the season or if it was late at night, we felt bad, but we just kind of cruised past the fans that were waiting there. We appreciated their support, and I don't think they wanted anything out of it. They were just there to show their support. They really, they probably knew it was, say, 3 in the morning, we got to go back and get some rest, especially the playoffs. At the end of the year when they were there, we saw them all, and they were lined up everywhere. It was, there's so many of them that, you know, we all sat out and stayed out for about a half an hour.
And hockey players always
see as long as,
what's that?
As long as they're not, you know, as long as it's not affecting their,
yeah,
you know, their work life or whatever. It's
yeah,
nice to see. And
two guys lost their job because they had to go stand outside to watch you guys
right,
walk a plane.
Yeah.
We're talking to Brian Boyle, who, congratulations, has a little baby. How old is the baby now?
He's about 6 weeks old.
Yeah, so not a lot of sleep for the Boyle family?
Not a ton, actually. Last night was probably the best night of sleep I've had in a long time, though. He's getting better and better. He's catching on pretty quick.
Now, how many will you have? Because your parents have, what, 13 kids?
Yeah, I want a 13. They set the bar a little too high, though. We're gonna see how it goes and just take it as it comes. I don't think
you don't think there's a teen in the
I don't think we'll get north of four. But we'll see how it all goes.
Are the rest of your siblings considered a failure because you're in the NHL?
I got a sister with eight kids. She's a doctor. I got another sister with eight kids. She's a pretty successful realtor. I got a brother in the seminary going over to Rome in a couple weeks to study at the Vatican.
Wow.
I'm actually down the list quite a bit, to be honest with you.
No, okay. Let me tell you, maybe what we got, an Irish Catholic Boston family, so maybe you're second to the guy going to the Vatican. But other than that, your sister was like, I'm a doctor and right, I have eight kids. They love me. And then you were like, excuse me, I'm in the goddamn NHL. And then they were like, okay, sister gets moved down a couple of notches.
Yeah, that might be.
I'm telling you right now, I got two kids, and I like my son a little bit more than my daughter, which you'll understand if you have another kid. Whichever one of them goes to play professional sports becomes
absolutely
a favorite kid out of the gate. I'm telling you right now, I'm just letting you know, as a parent, you'll realize that about your children.
Yeah, I believe you.
I just always wonder that. I always wonder, because my brother has his master's degree and he runs like a medical company and all that. He does really well. And I dropped out of college and everybody thought I'd be the failure. But now everybody's like, immediately, I'm the favorite son.
What's Brian's brother going to do? Get him front seats at church?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come
maybe
on.
If you introduce your parents to the Pope, then they might like your
right,
brother better.
Yeah.
But
they met John Paul II. My other brother was back over. Yeah, he's definitely, for sure, he's pretty secure at number one. I did get a lot of attention, though. And, I do get a lot of support from my parents. Especially my dad, we're very close. So,
wow. Yeah, I didn't know you had the
parents and I are very close.
I didn't know your brother had the good Pope, though. The good Pope connections is pretty good. My bad. We're talking to Brian Boyle, who is about to head out and go home for what is a ridiculously short season. I mean, you're not gonna get any relaxation with the kid at all, and then next thing you know, you're gonna be back here in preseason.
Yeah, I think it was 8.5 or 9 weeks where we already booked our flight coming back, and plus training.
Yeah,
it's not as long as normal summer would be, but that's all right.
That's good. Keep busy.
Fun playing here. Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, listen.
So we're excited to get back.
What's that?
Especially how it all ended. You know, we're excited to get back.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Keep that momentum going while everybody's there. Hey, what did you, real quick, one more question. What did you guys think about them banning the opposing team's jerseys in certain sections? Are you for that or against that as a player? Or do you not care at all?
Yeah, I was tight. I mean, it was just certain sections. It was kind of hard to even, I didn't even really know how it all went down or how the rules were going. I think they just wanted to make sure that, especially we played all original six teams, and there's some fans from other original, especially original six teams that are in Tampa. I think Mr. Vinnick did it for us. He wanted to make sure that, you know, we walked onto the ice in an atmosphere where it was mostly Bolts fans. And, you know, because there were certain times during the year where it would be a random game against Detroit and there was a lot of red in the crowd. He wanted to make sure that didn't happen. I think there was a lot of people that wanted to see us play. They're huge Tampa fans. And then I think there was even still some more people that jumped on the bandwagon. So as the playoffs went on, I think we got more and more support anyways. But I think that was what he was trying to avoid, and that made sense to me. We had a ton of support anyways.
I think it was a nice, bold statement in support of the team. I thought it was good. But I always wonder how much you guys can actually see from the ice. If you can spot hot chicks in the crowd, or if you can see the weird fat guy whose belly sticking out while you're playing. Like, I wonder how much you guys really notice.
Collectively, we notice it all. I will say that.
You do.
You guys don't see a whole lot, but eventually, you know, you'll see something and somebody will say something.
You guys, yeah.
We'll notice pretty much all of it.
You see the spaceman sitting at the end of the bench all the time?
Oh, yeah. See him.
So when you're up against the glass, and I'm sitting on the other, not you necessarily, but the other team, and I'm smashing the glass and giving you the finger, it's secretly in your side. You're like, I wish I could hit that guy with my stick.
Yeah, there was a guy in New York that was doing something like that, and I kind of gave it to him a little bit.
Did you? What do? You give him the finger, you turn and you hit the glass?
No, I just kind of told him to stand up, and he was making some not so nice comments to me, so I told him to stand up, and he wouldn't stand up, and I made some other comments and weren't very nice to him, and his friend started laughing, and I just embarrassed him a little bit.
Oh, see, let me tell you, that would dress me down, because I never thought a player would come in and engage with me, and if he's going to start, sit your fat ass down.
I was just kidding. Yeah. I bought the ticket to see you.
I love it. Ty Domi is he jumped into the crowd. He'd chase a fan back there. He'll fight it out. Brian Boyle of your Tampa Bay Lightning, congratulations on a fantastic season. This town really is a hockey town, and they really do support this team, and we couldn't have asked for a better season. Go home, enjoy your baby and your time off, and then get ready to get back here in just a couple weeks, my man.
Right on. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for getting up early.
Oh, my pleasure. I'll get back now.
All right, pal. Take it easy.
All right,
see you. Sorry, Carmen called you Dan Boyle.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.